Does anybody else feel like even though they have found pretty good partners in their lives, they still want to be alone? It's not that those people are not nice people or great people, but it's more so that they don't fulfill certain things that you need in order to really be your best self. I gotta be honest with y'all, in all transparency, I'm going through a breakup right now. My partner is currently, he's amazing. He's great. He's a great person, hardworking, loyal, generous, kind, funny, and all the great characteristics that you can think of that a guy that you would want. But there are 2 to 3 things that he does not do for me.
Oh my goodness. Amazing, generous, great person, loyal, kind, funny. But there's just 2 to 3 things. We've got another one. We've got another one that's destined for a cat.
That I really, really need. And he has improved a lot over the 3 years that we've been together, but I've reached a point where instead of just asking for these things repeatedly, I'd just rather be alone.
Break the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
This video sounds oddly similar to the last chick. You guys remember the chick of, oh, I found this amazing guy, he's so wonderful, but I think that I can do better. I think that I can do better. And when I say that this happens more often than not with a lot of these chicks, where they're trying to find the perfect guy, people think I'm just like a broken record, and it's not the actual truth. They're looking for men that literally they either don't qualify for one or that just don't exist.
I think I read all of the comments in my last video, and I just had to say, Nelson, thank you for just getting it. For the people who said, oh, you have to, you know, fulfill your own needs. Yeah, like no shit, Sherlock. That's like rule number one before you even go into dating. So I wasn't talking about that. Other people were like, oh, this is why women miss out on so many amazing men.
Right.
Like, no, I'm saying my ex is amazing because he's a great guy. I'm not going to knock him down just because we're breaking up. He has great qualities and he's a great person. That doesn't mean that he has everything that I need in order for a relationship to work. The funniest thing is that everyone is kind of making assumptions. I get it. It's because I didn't actually say the things that are non-negotiable for me. And so everybody and their mother is guessing. But trust me when I say that these things are not something that I could do on my own.
Everything you need to be fulfilled won't be found in another person. It is unfair to place that type of a burden on another human being. Let's listen to her. She goes on to talk about things that are deal breakers outside of a laundry list of things that she mentioned.
There are basically things that are one, personality traits, and two, things that require two people. Really?
For her to say that with a smirk on her face, she's talking about him not being able to hit it right. And that's just sad. That's just sad. You're going to put this man on blast like that. We know what you're talking about. He couldn't bust the cheeks right. Sex is, you know, it's a part of a relationship. And that's what I think she's talking about. What do you guys think?
All I wanted to say, though, was that men and women are different people, are different genders, right? We have different strengths. And that's okay. It's okay to lean into your feminine. It's okay to lean into your masculine. It's okay to want to allow a guy to do certain things that you as a woman get tired of doing. Just like it's okay for a man to lean on you for certain things that they might, you know, not excel at or get tired of doing. I just wish I could explain this better, but when a guy knows how to lead, not how to control, but how to lead, everyone's lives get easier. Like their partners, and I'm talking about a woman here, their partner's life gets easier because they feel supported. They feel heard. They feel understood. They feel like they have, like someone has their back. And it makes it that much easier for a woman to relax and be able to do the things that she loves to do and wants to do. It helps her, you know, click with her inner child more.
This chick's 33. She's 33 sitting here, another relationship that she's designed to break up. Listen, it's not going to end well. It's not.
It helps her navigate life, work, family so much better. It helps her make decisions, like, because a guy who knows how to lead and is in control of their feelings and their emotions and, you know, what they bring to the table, just is like a pillar. It's like a support system. And what I was trying to say is that a lot of men lack confidence. A lot of men lack leadership skills. And I'm not trying to bash them for it. Like, if you don't have it, it could be because you didn't grow up with a strong father figure. You've never seen it done before. So many freaking reasons. You're just, your personality is not like that. And that's fine. Like, be whoever you want to be. I'm saying that I don't like those kinds of things. Like, I have a preference.
But how are you at 33 just now trying to look for what it sounds like a masculine man to lead?
Now that I'm 33 and in the process of ending my third serious relationship, I have realized that one of the most important characteristics that I need in a man is a man who is in control. This is not to be confused.
If I said that, it'd be toxic. Just remember that. If we say that in the conversation, man should be in control of a relationship. It's like, oh my gosh.
Used with wanting a man who is controlling, because that is a huge no-no. In case you don't know the difference, a controlling man will try.
By the way, she's going to tell you the difference, right? And she's probably going to tell you the difference within the relationship. She just thinks, you're not controlling, right? Let me show you how you're supposed to control.
Try to make every single decision for you. We'll tell you, for example, what you cannot wear or what you should wear, who you can hang out with, you know, what you should do, and they'll try to exert over control over your life. In essence, they will take away what makes you you and make you who they want you to be. A man who's in control, on the other hand, will help you by taking into consideration the things that you like and that you don't like, okay. And they will help you make decisions and choices based on those facts. Men who are in control actually help you in life. It's really, really, really nice. And I have found that men who are in control are so appealing. They just feel like so manly. And
listen, you can't convince me otherwise. The last guy, part of the thing she said was the thing that he couldn't do took two people, which leads me to believe that she thought he was not hitting it right. And just because you say you want a man who can take control doesn't mean you're necessarily controllable. Where else have you practiced that? If you've never done it before, my goodness.
It's often hard to explain why they feel so manly, and it's because they're in control of their actions, of their decisions, and they also make it easy for you to make decisions and to move through life whenever you need it. An example of a man who is in control, for example, is if you go to a restaurant and, you know, you don't know what to eat, you don't know what to choose, he asks what kind of food you like. If he doesn't know you that much, you tell him, and then he makes a suggestion and he says, hey, I recommend this. You should try it. Would you like to try it? And you're like, okay, yeah. And he orders it for you. That's a very basic example, but it's just an example. I've come to terms with the fact that because I grew up as the eldest and honestly the main anchor and pillar for my family, I was always making every single decision. Everyone relied on me to make the best decision, to make the right move. And it was just so stressful. My entire life, even up until adulthood, even until I basically started to set boundaries. And I never knew that what I needed in an ideal partner was someone who could take that load off my shoulders. This is not an easy trait to find in a man. Only very secure men and very confident men have this trait.
Masculine and both confident.
So this is like a non-negotiable for me. Just one of a few non-negotiables for me that I know now that helped me thrive as a person and as a woman.
This is unfortunately the reality. Why do I have to be that guy? I'm sorry. It is what it is. At 33, the type of man who she's describing is a man who a lot of women want. Because don't forget that she still wants all those things she mentioned earlier. When she said, amazing, great person, loyal, hardworking, and all the characteristics she says a woman would want in a man. But you know, those two things, and one of those things is a man who takes control. Where you can sit back and it sounds like she wants to rest in her femininity. This man also wants a woman with some things, and he has more options than this chick has. This is how these women end up not realizing what their actual sexual market value is, and they end up searching and competing against these men when there's a woman who's younger, less difficult as a result of her past experiences, trauma, etc. And in most cases, she ends up being the better choice.
Do you ever stay up nights thinking about why a person only began to try when they knew that it was too late because they had lost you? Why did it take him so long to start trying, to start working?
I don't get how I don't get how these TikTok chicks will make videos like their pages aren't private and their ex can't listen to this along with their family. Like, everybody who knows you knows exactly who and what you're talking about.
Start actually trying to make a change. Did he not believe me at first when I told him, or the second time, or the third time, or the 12th time, or the 24th time? Did it not click as I was talking and expressing and crying and arguing and fighting and trying to make him see that the reason why I was bringing it up over and over again was because it meant so much to me that he acknowledge and do something about the things that I needed in order for a relationship to work? Why did he wait so long? Why is it that only when he realized that he had lost me, that I was way too exhausted mentally and emotionally to even...
We got to stop it right there. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Listen, you ask me, I see another case of unrealistic standards, but of course, I'm curious to know, what do you guys think? Leave your comments and thoughts down below. As always, I appreciate you checking out yet another episode of The Coffee Pot. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.